This is Miss Ellie, and today I'm going to be talking about something near and dear to my heart. Pain play. Sadism can be fun, and there are many different kinds of it, whether it's emotional, physical, or psychological. Pain play isn't for everyone, and that's okay. If you've read my series on the different kinds of SPH, you know that there are so many different things we can do to make you squirm and burn without laying a finger on you. If pain play is something you like, or if you just want to see if it's something you might like to try, keep listening. Impact play involves spanking, paddling, cropping, flogging, whipping, and caning, among others. These are what people usually think of when they talk about pain play. I like taking a sub with a pale, white ass and adding some color to those cheeks. My lap or spanking bench are perfect. Why stop with just the bottom, though? In my playroom, I have hooks in the ceiling and the floor, not to mention some spreader bars. That way, I can chain you up spread-eagled and my toys have access to all parts of your body. Cropping your hard nipples, flogging your back, even whipping your disobedient cock. Did I tell it to get hard? And then there's sensation play. Impact play can get tiring after a while. My hand gets tired from smacking your ass, and my arms get tired from swinging that flogger. So now what? How about some sensation play? I can run a Wardenberg wheel over your nipples and sit up from that whipping. Or maybe we'll see how many clothespins we can attach to your cock and balls. You know it hurts even more when they come off. I think I might just get a violet wand and see if we can light you up. This is Miss Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticfilmmistress.com.